Jadeveon Clowney was moving around decent today, but I'd still put him in the day-to-day category. Nate Washington moved around a little bit today, and I'd put him in the day-to-day category. On the roster, we obviously, unfortunately, had to place Dwayne Brown on injured reserve. He had a surgery today that went successfully, and then we signed tackle Andrew McDonald to the active roster. So with that, I'll open it up to questions.
Bill, do you think because of the nature of one and done in the playoffs, coaching is more important
than regular season? Well, you know, I think that, number one, I think coaching is always important. And I think what's important about coaching is that you prepare the players during the week to make sure that they know what their roles are, what their jobs are, what they need to do to win the game, the keys to the game from a team aspect, situational aspect, all those different things. And then on Saturday, in this case, you know, they go out there and they play the game. The players play the game. And then you have to be able to adjust during the game. So, you know, I think it's a lot of different things that work together, and I don't put this as more important than that or anything like that. Well, I think, you know, obviously he's improved just from his knowledge of the guys around him. You know, it's, I think it's difficult to come in and be brand new and you get some off-season training with him and training camp, things like that. But, you know, once you get into live games, you got to really get used to the guys you're playing with and vice versa. And I think they've all done a good job of getting used to him. You know, he's had to overcome some injuries during the year, and he's had a very solid year for us. He had a good practice today, so he's looking forward to the game.
What does it say about DeAndre that he was so consistent for you all year, no matter who was the one throwing the ball to him?
It says a lot about DeAndre. It says a lot about his ability to work with different quarterbacks. It says a lot about the quarterbacks that they know that he's a guy for us that's been consistent and dependable and a playmaker for us. So both groups of guys, you know, quarterbacks with Hop and all the receivers, all the skill guys really put a lot of extra time in. You know, they meet early in the morning. They stay after meetings and meet on their own. So I think there's a lot of credit to go around there for those groups.
What do you think of Alex Smith? Both the passing threat and the running threat. He's surprisingly good moving around. He doesn't look like that athletic.
Yeah, no, he's a very, very athletic guy, very smart quarterback, very efficient quarterback, really understands Coach Reed's offense well, understands the players around him, and really execute at a high level. He's very, very fast, you know, for a quarterback. And so it's imperative that, you know, that the players understand that. And then obviously he's an accurate passer. So it's a big challenge for us. I think he's a really good quarterback, and, you know, it's a big challenge for our defense.
Bill, the challenge that Travis Kelce brings.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're talking about a guy that's one of the best in the league at what he does. I mean, he's a big guy with length, athletic ability, quick, fast, really good route runner, understands leverage, how to attack different defenders based on how they're lined up on him. I mean, just very instinctive. He can block, so he's a good player.
Bill, I know we've talked about this before, but it's appropriate. A lot of players said they appreciated you telling them you made a mistake, mentioned Brian the first time. Did you do that because it was what he did or more from what Malik did at the end of that game?
Say that again. I'm trying to follow this question.
Was it more because of Malik, what he did at the end of the game, or what Brian did?
At the end of what game? No, I think that when we got to halfway through the season, I asked every player in that room to really study their own games and think about what they could do better, and I talked to them about what I was going to do better. I talked to them about different decisions that I had made during the year and how I was going to try and improve, because it started with me. And, you know, whether it was schematically or personnel or situational or whatever it was. And I think as a leader, I've said this a bunch of times, I think you have to be able to sit there and tell the truth to your players. And that's what we try to do. And then the players did a good job of making sure that they did what I asked them to do, and they've improved. And now we're in this position, which is a good one.
When this thing was 2-5, you said there was 9 more one-game season. How has that mindset helped prepare this team and yourself for this one?
Well, I think that's the way we've approached it, really, you know, for 2 years here. I know it hasn't always looked that way, but, you know, we've really approached it. You know, no team is anything like any other team in this league. I mean, every week is different. Every week has different defensive schemes, offensive schemes, special teams, different players. So I think you really have to approach it that way in this league. That's just something that our staff and myself, that's what we believe in. And you have to make sure that you definitely put that last game away, learn from it, but move on quickly to the next game. And I think our players really understand that.
Bill, can you talk about what you do better now? All year you said, we've got to coach better, I've got to do better. If you had to look at yourself and your staff now, what have you guys done better along the way?
Well, I think there's a few things. I mean, first of all, I give the players credit. You know, I think the players deserve most of the credit. They've done a really good job of going out there and executing the game plans, and I think as a staff it's not like we've worked any harder. I mean, I think we have a hardworking staff, but I think we've approached practice differently in certain ways. We've let the players handle some things, and I think that's important in this league, especially when you have good leadership, which we have in that locker room. The players meet extra. The players on the practice field, I've talked about that. When it's 11-on-11, let them play. Make it more like a game atmosphere. That's what we've tried to do. But I think everybody has really approached it one game at a time, and that's where the players should be really commended. Got two going on here. It's like my dinner table when I was growing up. Go ahead, Aaron. Yeah, he's worked very hard. He's worked very hard on, first of all, start with the running game, on taking on blocks, his use of his hands, leverage, his stance, all the different things that go into helping us stop the run. And then in the passing game, he's really, really worked very hard at his pass rush moves. And, you never ask these guys to have 5 or 6 moves. You ask them to have 2 or 3 moves, and if they do, then they're going to be successful because they can counter, whatever their first move was. So he works really hard. He works in a weight room. He works after practice, and, I think that's why he's having success.
A lot of discussion about the front 7 for Kansas City. They have 2 Pro Bowlers in the secondary. What makes their secondary?
Yeah, they're really smart. They communicate well, very well coached, really good ball skills, athletic guys. You look at the rookie Marcus Peters. I think he has 8 interceptions. He's got a ton of pass breakups. Smith, we've known him for a long time from when he was in Miami. We're very familiar with him. Very, very good player. Eric Berry, always around the ball. I mean, he's been doing it for a long time. So, very well coached secondary with a lot of good players.
How relevant the first matchup at all? 2 different teams now, it seems like, from the beginning of the season. So, where do you guys
are? Yeah, I think you have to study it. I think you have to look at it. I don't think you can just ignore it, But both teams are very different. I think that was a long time ago, But there are certain things that you have to look at, whether it's situationally or personnel-wise, whatever it may be, and you have to learn from the mistakes that you made in that game. I mean, we were down 27-9 in the first half. That's not going to win any playoff game. So I think we have to look at it to learn from some of the things we did there. But, again, we got to make sure that we know that both teams are very different.
Thank you.